July 8, Exploring the Mines of Truth. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter 1:21. Some have neglected the Bible under the erroneous impression that the indwelling of the Spirit was preferable to the study and guidance of the Scriptures. Such will be exposed to Satan's snares and fatal delusions. The Holy Spirit and the Word are in perfect harmony. The Holy Spirit inspired the Scriptures and always leads to the Scriptures. Everything in the religious world is to be tried by the Scriptures. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8:20, the claimed enlightenment of the Spirit within is to be tested and tried by the Word of God, which is the detector of the pure wheat. The truths our Savior reveals in His exposition are capable of constant expansion and new and richer developments. While searching the Scriptures, the mind that is led by the Holy Spirit sees their author, and by beholding is constantly brightening while looking at the Word. Thus the intellect, aspiring to reach the standard of perfection, becomes elevated to comprehend it. The truth of heavenly origin is represented as treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Matthew 13:44. That he may work every part of it. In his persevering efforts, he discovers concealed jewels and precious ore. He who labors wisely sinks the shaft deeper and deeper and discovers a rich and precious lode. He finds that the field of revelation is interlaced with golden veins of precious treasures and is indeed the storehouse of the unsearchable riches of Christ, light, truth, and life.